Chapter 3. Attractions. The Key House. The Key House near Conwy Castle in North Wales is the smallest house in Great Britain. The building is 1.8 metres wide, 2.5 metres deep, and only 3.1 metres high. Thousands of tourists come here and try, one by one, to enter into the two little rooms of this tiny house. Only four people can be in the house at one time. The upstairs is so small that only a bed and a bedside cupboard can fit inside. A lady, dressed in traditional Welsh clothes, greets visitors and tells them about the history of the house. The house was built in the 16th century and it was inhabited until 1900. The last person who lived in the house was a tall fisherman, 1.91 metres. He couldn't stand up fully in the house. In the end, he had to leave the house because it was declared unsuitable to live in. Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyth Golgerig Llantysiliog Llandrobwyl Gogagoch. If you like the sound of Welsh and its strange spelling, you should visit this village on the Isle of Anglesey. Don't worry about saying its name. It's called Llanfair PG for short. This long name gives the location of the village. It means St. Mary's Church in the hollow of the White Hazel near a rapid whirlpool and the Church of St. Testilio of the Red Cave. This incredible name was chosen as the name of the village in the 19th century to attract tourists. Today, thousands of tourists take pictures by the 4.6 metre wide sign on the railway platform. It's the longest name of a place in Europe. And of course, it appears in the Guinness World of Records. Can you imagine a small railway ticket with a 58-letter destination printed on it? Port Marion. Port Marion is an unusual and picturesque tourist village in North Wales. It was designed by the architect Sir Clough Williams Ellis and built between the years 1925 and 1975. This is a very special place because it looks like an Italian village, but in Wales. Every building is different in colour and shape. There are lots of beautiful gardens and a path leading down to the sea. Sir Clough Williams Ellis was an environmentalist. His plan was to build a tourist village that was an attractive place to live. The village itself is not large, but the architectural designs, the arches and the piazza, make it look bigger. Not surprisingly, Port Marion is extremely popular with the tourists. Animal attractions. You can see dolphins, porpoises and seals in Wales in the spring and summer months. And if you're lucky, you may even see a humpback whale. And of course, there are sheep. In fact, there are more sheep than people in Wales. They're a major part of the Welsh landscape, walking around the hills and mountains, and they're not frightened of cars, so they often appear in the middle of country roads. Birds. There are many interesting birds in Wales, and the most famous one is the red kite. Once, this bird of prey was in danger of extinction, but because of intense conservation efforts, it has survived and you can see it in many parts of Wales. In fact, there are so many red kites that it is often regarded as the unofficial national bird of Wales. The best place to see red kites is Mid Wales. It's a truly wonderful sight, watching these elegant birds flying in the sky. They've got beautiful long wings and a long tail. They mainly eat small mammals, like rabbits and mice, but they also enjoy feeding on a carcass. There are even special farms where tourists can watch them feed. The Big Pit National Coal Museum. During the 19th and 20th centuries, coal and slate mining were major industries in Wales. Cardiff was one of the largest coal exporting ports in the world. Both industries still exist today, but on a much smaller scale. In the past, the coal and slate mines provided work for adults and for children. Some children started to work in the mines when they were only 6 years old. Like their parents, They worked long hours in dangerous, uncomfortable, and badly ventilated conditions. There were many accidents where miners were killed or badly hurt. The Big Pit National Coal Museum in Blaenavon, South Wales, is one of the few remaining mines where visitors can tour 90 metres below the ground and learn about life in the mines. Around 140,000 tourists visit it every year.